Got a message from the yeshiva. Mamish, what I wanted to talk about. The yeshiva hired many years ago, and he's still hired, Pat Goldberg. He advises. He's a person who's an educational expert, and he goes into, he's been in hundreds and hundreds of schools all over the world, and his job is, he's a coach for principals. So he coaches Rabbi Ravitsky, Rabbi Gottlieb, myself, Rabbi Medetsky, and it's pretty much the whole Hanhala. Also the Rabbeim, sometimes they could avail themselves. Anyway, I missed his meeting with him this week because he went to Eretz Yisrael to celebrate the graduation of his son, Dovi, who is going to be going into a tank. He's graduated tank school in Eretz Yisrael, and now he's going to be, I don't know what his job is in the tank, I didn't ask, but whatever it is, whatever his job is, it's this shmuz should be a shmira for him. He should live a long life, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo should keep him safe in his quest to defend Klal Yisrael. Because we learned in the last 2 years what these Hebra and Gaza would do if there was nobody, if there were no guys pretty much a couple of years older than you, and if there was nobody there that was doing anything to stop them, they would pretty much shecht us in a second. We learned that lesson the hard way. If there was nobody there to save us, obviously Hashem saves us. The Rebbeinu Shlom is protecting us. But some people have to, literally volunteered. Didn't have to go. It's an American kid. He volunteered to sit in a tank to protect us. So it should be a shmira for him. Anyway, Scott told me two things. And really, pretty much every year he's chazes the same two yisoidis, and it's mamish this week's parasha. One yisoid is, it doesn't make a difference if you're right. That's one yisoid. And I'll explain. It doesn't make a difference if you're right. And number two, he says, always be curious. And I need tremendous chazara, constant chazara of these two messages. And I'll explain it to you with the yisoid. The Ramban in this week's parasha brings down, very scary. The Ramban says, all of what happened to us the last 2 years, and over the last pretty much 1,300 years from the Arabs and back, goes from this week's parasha. Chata Imenu, when Sarah Imenu tortured Hagar, that was why the Arabs till today would shecht us if there were no Dovi sitting in tank. Azai Zakhti Ramban. It's a scary Ramban. That Sarah Imenu should, the Pasuk brings down that she tortured Hagar. So this is a Yisoy that the Reshiva always says. And it's so important. And it's really for life. What? I can't hear. I don't read lips.
Clarify the torture.
Torture? That's exactly where I'm going. What was the torture? What was this torture? What does it mean that first of all, that Tsar Imenu did a chay? Pasuk doesn't even say it. It's a tremendous chiddush that the Ramban would come and say that Tsar Imenu did a chay. And it's a big tumult in the Rishayim. How could he say such a thing? Yeah. But either way, if the Ramban said it, the Ramban said it. But the point is, point number one is, every human being can make a mistake. Because we're human beings. And human beings can make mistakes. The only one who doesn't make a mistake is the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom does not make mistakes. Hashem is perfect. And everyone else, all humans, are imperfect. And that's why the Torah talks about the mistakes of the greatest people of all time. Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, Sari Meinu, according to the Ramban. No human being goes through life without making mistakes. That's not possible. We're humans and we make mistakes. On the other hand, if you think that if you were there, you wouldn't have made the mistake, then you're fooling yourself. Then you're the fool. If you think that if you were there, you wouldn't have done it, then I promise you, I guarantee you, that was not the mistake that Sarah made. So what mistake did Sarah make? So other Mepharshim bring down, Sarah didn't change her mahalach. Sarah treated Hagar exactly the same way she always treated her every morning. Hagar was her slave. Hagar did certain things around the house. After she gave Hagar over to Avram Avinu to have a child, she treated her the same way. Hagar changed. Hagar felt, now I'm more chashuv than you. You are living with Avram Avinu all these years. You were not zeichah to have children. Look, right away, I'm pregnant. I'm more chashuv than you. Sarah didn't get up the next morning and take out a whip and start beating her. Chas v'shalom. She treated her the same way that she treated her every day. Hagar felt torture because now she felt more. I'm a chashuv wife. Why should I clean up your breakfast? You clean up my breakfast. Why should I do the laundry? You do the laundry. So Hagar felt torture. Says the Ramban, Sarah should have been more sensitive. She should have chapped that now that she gave her over to Avram Avinu, to a certain extent, maybe that's what the Ramban is saying, that Sarah Imenu should have been more sensitive to her. But do you think for one second that Sarah Imenu was torturing her like a chas v'shalom, like a evil master whipping people? In a million years, Sarah Imenu wouldn't do that. So if you ever learn a pasuk in Chazal where someone is making a mistake, if you think you're smarter, you're making a mistake. And that is a lesson for life. If you ever think that you could do whatever the situation is, and I hear this all the time, because in my position, I get to see how the Rosh Hashiva makes decisions. And I hear people, you know, sometimes the Rosh Hashiva has to not accept a family into yeshiva, or sometimes the Rosh Hashiva will ask a certain bachur to leave yeshiva. It's rare, but it happens. And you hear so many people with opinions that they think they know better. And it happens to me because I sit next to the Rishiva. I know 10 of the cheshbonos that that person does not know. They don't know the whole story. I do know the whole story. And the Rishiva knows 20 other reasons that I never thought of. And I guarantee you that guy would agree with him if he knew the whole story. But he doesn't. But whoever that guy is, or girl, or woman, or whatever, feels so free to go, the Rishiva doesn't agree. Happens with Rebbeim all the time, guys in class. Oh, Rebbe made a mistake. I guarantee you, if you were sitting in the Rebbe's seat, at least 9 out of times you would do exactly what the Rebbe did. On every taina that you have, that a person, chas v'shalom, a person have a taina on his Rebbe, but if it happens, I would guarantee you 9 out of 10 times, if you were in his shoes, you would do exactly the same thing. It's maybe 1 in 10 times. Could a person make a mistake? 100% human beings make mistakes. But you think you're so smart? Person gets up and goes, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't be so stupid. I'm saying it makes you look stupid. When you give your opinion about what your Rebbe says, without knowing the entire story, you just make yourself into a fool. That's all you're doing. It happens with everything. People go, Netanyahu doesn't know what he's doing. And I hear people do it. 8th graders, 10th graders, guys 30 years old, 40 years. You have any idea what he's doing? You know what the Secret Service is telling him? You know what the Army's telling him? You don't know what's flying. Man, Netanyahu doesn't know what he's doing. How stupid are you? You have no idea what the situation is. So I'm begging you guys, you shouldn't be stupid. Because when you make statements like that, and people do it all the time, intelligent people give their opinions about things that they have no idea what they're talking about. Be curious. Be curious. If you ever see somebody making a mistake in your life, anyone, it could be your child, it could be your best, it could be your friend, another guy in class, your Rebbe. Don't right away jump down your throat and think you know the right answer and he doesn't know the right answer. Don't do that. Because that is so silly. Be curious. And it doesn't mean at the end of the day that maybe you don't have a taina. Maybe you do. Maybe it's that one in ten times that the Rebbe taka. Maybe it could have been this way, maybe it could have been that way. But I guarantee you the Rebbe thought of what you thought of, and for a certain reason made the decision anyway. Maybe he was wrong. Why? He's a human being. The Ramban says even Sari Meinu could have made a mistake. The Torah brings that even Baisha Meinu made a mistake. Could be. But you don't know that. Anivus is knowing your place. And whenever you give your opinion in life about something that you don't know the story, so for you guys, the most negaya is your Abayim. And I promise you that your Abayim are thinking about you all day and every decision they make. So much thought goes into it. You know how I know? Because I'm very often discussing things with them. Back and forth, the Shachla Vitalia, how they're going to deal with the Bachar. So I know how much thought goes into it. Don't think you're ready, you woke up one day, whatever that decision, you're ready. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. Can I promise you that he's right? No, I can't. I can't even promise you that Sari Meinu wasn't. But it wasn't the mistake that you thought. It wasn't the mistake of Sari Meinu sitting over Hagar with a whip. That I guarantee you it wasn't. It was something else. So in life, Bechlal, use this lesson from the Ramban, that on the one hand, nobody's perfect. On the other hand, you certainly don't know what it is. Have a great Shabbos.